97.9 The Heel, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello. I don't ever want to talk about balloons ever again on this show or any other. We can talk about fighter jets. We can talk about the military industrial complex. We cannot talk about balloons and the shooting down thereof. However,
I want to talk about balloons. So that's trends, everyone. Good night.
Yeah. We will talk about balloons this
morning. And that conversation deflated just like a...
Oh, stop. 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 Quit gassing me up.
Ah.
I mean, that's not quite appropriate, but we do what we can. North Carolina deserves to be in national news. Sometimes for good things, sometimes for bad things. We're a notable state.
We're a large state. We're one of the biggest.
There's so much stuff happening here all the time.
On many lists, we're in the top 10 merely because we have a lot of people and we do a lot.
We do things. We don't deserve to be in national news for things that are not exclusive to us. Again, the last thing we're saying about the balloon stuff, I don't appreciate that I saw three national news outlets specifically citing the Gastonia Police Department for putting out a statement of, "Dear residents of Gastonia, North Carolina, please don't shoot at the balloon. Please, please don't shoot at the balloon. If it comes inland, please don't shoot at it." Gastonia was far from the only police department. A bunch of police departments from South Carolina, North Carolina, you know, folks in Georgia were preparing to send out statements. It wasn't just Gastonia. It wasn't just North Carolina. Police departments on the Eastern Seaboard were getting ready to send out notifications / sent out things on Facebook. Not just Gastonia.
That's fair. At the same time, if you gave me a list of all of the towns and municipalities whose police departments either did or thought about sending out statements saying, please don't shoot at the balloon, and you asked me to rank those municipalities based on how likely it was that people there would actually shoot at the balloon, Gastonia would be high on
my
that
grandma's
list.
From Belmont. I get to make fun of Gastonia. You don't get to make fun of Gastonia.
I do because I'm from North Carolina. I currently reside in North Carolina.
Yeah, that's right. There we go.
Sorry, I'd forgotten you had entered elitist territory when you were like, I don't think North Carolina should be in the news for anything that's not specific and exclusive to North Carolina.
Yeah, I will enter elitist mode all day long. I will send you packing right back to the Great Lakes. Goodbye.
You know, we got four of them.
I do, and that also deserves national news attention.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to the UP Trend segment here on 97.9 The Hill. I do want to talk about other gun stuff, though. I mean, my rough segue here was going to be to continue talking about small arms in the United States. I'm really into this quote from the report saying that 46%, roughly speaking, of the world's civilian-owned firearms belong to citizens in the United States. And the conservative reaction to that from one Lauren Boebert has been, we need to get our numbers up, which the GIF reactions on Twitter to that have been great. Of just, those are rookie numbers. It's just been lots of Matthew McConaughey's poking around doing the chest pounding thing from Wolf of Wall Street.
I think the issue here is that we look at and pay attention to Lauren Boebert tweets as if they're anything to be taken seriously or not seriously.
Yeah, no. Like, and there's the lamest jokes you've ever seen. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, right, we just call that a fun weekend. Shut up. Go away. Whatever. But yeah, out of those 46% of the world's civilian-owned firearms, how many do you think are in Gaston County? Let's just, like, take a crack at it.
Oh, man. Well, I don't want to talk about it because there are guns in other states. So
There are. But
that's just out. We can only talk about guns in Tennessee.
Carolina exclusive trends.